From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. and North Korean officials met to talk about a possible summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump had called off the summit last week before changing his mind. South Korean President Moon Jae-in met over the weekend with Mr. Kim. He says the North Korean leader remains committed to holding the summit and to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Meantime, Michael Hayden, former director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, appeared on ABC's This Week.
On balance, I'm modestly in favor of this going forward. And on balance, I'm modestly thinking it's more rather than less likely that it will happen.
President Trump says he believes North Korea has brilliant potential and will be a great economic asset. There is another confirmed death from the latest Ebola outbreak. It's in northwestern Democratic Republic of Congo. More than 20 have died there in the past month. More than 50 confirmed or suspected cases. UN Children's Fund says Ebola vaccinations will get underway today, and the big mission is communication with people. Leftist former rebel Gustavo Petro and conservative Iván Duque, who had the most votes in Sunday's presidential election in Colombia, will go to a runoff. Peter Hockham of the Inter-American Dialogue tells VOA it is clear Duque will come out on top.
It's likely to get a majority of the votes from the other candidates. Petro is not a popular figure in political circles. He's seen as too extreme.
Runoff will be June 17th. This is VOA News. Russian Defense Ministry saying a clash with terrorists in eastern Syria resulted in the deaths of four Russian soldiers. Meantime, Washington has cautioned Syrian President Bashar al-Assad against broadening the conflict. Syrian government forces, fresh from their victory against an Islamic State pocket in South Damascus, moving into southern regions. Trinity University scholar David Lesh on the Islamic State remaining active in Syria.
The epitaph of the Islamic State in Syria has been written too soon. Certainly, their hold on territory has pretty much vanished, except for a few pockets along the Syrian-Iraqi border. But they still have capability. They're transforming into more of an insurgency, guerrilla-type operation. And so I think this is the type of thing we're going to be seeing more and more from various jihadist groups, including the remnants of the Islamic State.
Russian and Syrian government troops and pro-government gunmen have been fighting members of the Islamic State group in the eastern province of Deir ez-Zor, where the extremists resumed their attacks against government forces and their allies in recent weeks. President Trump is adamant about wanting to answer questions in the criminal investigation of his 2016 campaign's link with Russia. But one of his lawyers says he remains skeptical about allowing Mr. Trump to face prosecutors. He is former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who appeared on Fox News Sunday, where he said there was no collusion with Russia on President Trump's part.
Here's what they found. Zero. Nada. Nothing. President, maybe they should wake up and realize the president is innocent. That's why he wants to testify. And because of them, we don't want him to testify, because they're not fair. They have rigged this investigation against him.
Robert Mueller, the special counsel leading the investigation, wants to question the president about two key topics: possible collusion with Russia in the months before the election, and whether he sought as president to block the investigation of the firing of FBI Director James Comey while he was heading the Russia probe before Mueller was appointed to take over. Guinea's President Alpha Conde has appointed several new officials to his cabinet, including finance and security ministers, amid civil unrest brought about by elections in February. He gave no official reason for the changes. The capital, Conakry, and other cities have been the sites of riots and protests following local elections that opposition leaders allege were fraudulent and unfair. About a dozen people were killed in violence in the months of February and March. Parliamentary elections are scheduled for September. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.